Insurance is a staple of modern life. If you own a car, many states require you to carry insurance on your car in case of an accident. The federal government now requires individuals to be covered by a health insurance plan. Insurance shifts the risks of an adverse occurrence from the individual, whose financial well-being could be devastated by one event, to a well-funded company. The company collects premiums from you, essentially calculating that bad things will not happen to many of you, so they won't have to pay out. You pay the premiums because the amount you pay in premiums will probably be significantly less than the amount it would take to recover from the accident. The Identity Theft Resource Center reports that 783 data breaches occurred in the United States in 2014. Millions of records, including yours, have been compromised in recent years. As we speak, a criminal on the dark web may have a file that contains your credit card number or social security number. In 2011, hackers invaded Sony Entertainment and stole information about customers of the PlayStation Network, including credit card numbers. In response, customers sued Sony in a class action. Sony then sued the insurance companies like Zurich that provided Sony with general liability insurance policies, arguing that the insurers were obligated to cover the harms from the data breach. Sony reasoned that the injury was the invasion of their customers' privacy and thus should be covered by Zurich's policy. Zurich disagreed. The trial court also disagreed, concluding that this privacy harm provision of the insurance policy requires publication, and theft of data by hackers was not a publication. Sony appealed, but the case was then settled. Currently, there is a move towards explicitly excluding cyber harms from general liability insurance. In response, many companies have started obtaining a new type of insurance that specifically addresses losses from cyber attacks. Such plans may cover the cost of investigating an attack and require the insurance companies to pay the damages if the company is successfully sued by its customers for the attack. Current providers include the Ace Group and AIG. The cyber insurance industry is still developing and learning how to proceed in this environment. In response to recent high-profile attacks, many cyber insurance providers recently increased premiums, raised deductibles, and set new coverage limits. When evaluating potential new clients, cyber insurance providers will often conduct intensive reviews of the potential client's cybersecurity practices. It's like a car insurance company checking your driving record before issuing a policy. You want coverage just in case something bad happens, and the insurer wants to make sure there isn't some condition they don't know about that will make it more likely that something bad will happen. As data breaches continue to make headlines, companies become more interested in cyber insurance. But insurance can cause what economists refer to as a moral hazard. If the company is confident that they will not have to pay for the harm caused by a data breach, they might have less incentive to make sure their systems are secure. That is one reason why it is important for insurance providers to include requirements for cybersecurity protection in their policies. The U.S. government probably lacks the authority to require private companies to adopt cybersecurity measures, but if cyber insurers impose the same requirements on their clients, the end result would be more secure systems and fewer data breaches. I'm Jay Kaysen.